I'm Jax, and I'm drinking coffee with Kyles.
Welcome to Coffee with Kyles, the show about entrepreneurs and creators twice a week.
Their journey, their show.
I'm KB.
And I'm KB.
And we're the Kyles. Cheers.
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 And you don't actually have coffee.
I don't have my coffee yet. They broke the espresso machine earlier, and I hear it going, but we'll get it eventually.
We'll get it eventually.
So, first question on the books. How do you typically take your coffee, Jax?
That is a solid question. So, I'm somewhat of... I got told something when I was younger, which is, if you do something, do it well. And so, I'm really picky about coffee, depending on the time of day, temperature of what's going on outside. So now it's transitioning to summer, it'll probably be a cold brew, either between an Americano or just some sort of like regular nitro cold brew or something like that. If it's cold outside, generally then I go for the flavored coffees. And if it's just day to day, I will drink it black as a pour over.
So that is one of the best answers we've gotten so far. You went into great
detail.
Thank you for that.
No, absolutely.
So for all of our coffee aficionados out there, that's perfect.
Right. Perfect. And I can go even deeper. One of the last things I will say is my favorite thing sometimes is to learn the etymology of words and things of as far as where it came from or why it exists like that, especially coming from the film industry. Stuff doesn't make any sense. Technology industry, sometimes you're like, where did that acronym come from and why is it alphabet soup?
Yes.
From KB and I both came from one of the former companies. I came from the Death Star as well.
Yes, the Death Star.
It is totally
boom,
the logo.
Boom,
is still.
Boom, boom.
I'm so out of here. I guess I'm not Imperial enough.
No, it's okay. Yeah. You're totally a rebel with us. See,
yes.
We left.
Yeah,
we're the rebels
yes.
now.
Yes, we are.
Exactly. But one of the things was, the Americano was created because of World War II, and so soldiers used to not be able to take the stronger espresso shots and things like that the Parisians used to drink. And so that's what an Americano is just watered down coffee. And so it was because of the Americans, and it's an Americano drink.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Learn something new every day, folks.
So, Jax, what are you most obsessed with right now, besides coffee, in two words?
Oh, man, in two words? I would say the two obsessions I have right now are technology and making.
Technology and making.
Yeah. So the maker movement.
The maker movement. Love that. What do you mean? So expand more. I mean, obviously you have your podcast here, but right. Expand more on that.
So there's two things, right? So the technology side is there's the IoT thing, which everybody's big on the IoT thing. We're talking about Alexa. We were talking about all sorts of other things like that. And it was M2M before this, and it was something else before that, and something else before that.
Mm-hmm.
The big thing for me was when it was, so I always put it this way. The movie Twister came out in 1990 something. I mean, growing up in Oklahoma, like a little bit growing up and going to OU and then also being from Texas, it's like we grow up with tornadoes and everything else. But if you think about that movie, it's an IoT movie. They stuck sensors out in the cloud and there's big data and they collected all this information, but it's 1990 something. And that was Hollywood. And Hollywood's usually a little late to the technology game in general anyways. Or a little bit ahead, depending on how you see it, because there's Minority Report. So that's the first part of it. And then the second part of it is I like to create. I miss the day, and I love steampunk in that sense, is I miss the day where you were just as valuable as a technician or a trade, as a plumber or electrician or a mechanic, as you are for something that's doing some sort of programming and putting out 1,000 lines of code. And I think we've lost that in ourselves. And so a lot of things that I'm wanting to do is bring that back because we need those skills. Good luck finding an electrician or plumber today because they're all non-existent. It's not an applied trade that we take pride or value in anymore.
So speaking of learning, let's get caffeinated right now.
Caffeinated questions.
Uh-oh.
There we go. Caffeinated questions is simple. It's this or that. You have to answer short, simple, and sweet. Ready?
Okay.
Would you rather lose an arm or leg?
Arm.
Heads or tails?
Heads.
Elon Musk, Isaac Newton. Which one?
Isaac Newton.
George Strait or Garth Brooks?
Oh, man, that's a... What was it? It was, what was his other name? Curtis something?
Curtis Lowe?
Yeah, no, no. Garth Brooks was like...
Garth Brooks. But,
oh, he had
George Strait or Garth Brooks?
Ah, damn it. All right. George Strait. Or Kenny Chesney, actually. Sorry.
Ouch.
Audiobooks or physical books?
Oh, physical. And or actually my Kindle.
Okay. Hot coffee or cold coffee?
That's temperature dependent, but right now it's hot outside, so cold coffee.
English or science?
Yeah, y'all are stopping me because it's one of those things where, yeah, okay, English.
History or math?
History.
Left or right?
Left.
Up or down?
Down.
Forwards or backwards?
Forwards.
Clockwise or counterclockwise?
Why?
Because I can.
Okay, counterclockwise.
At work, stand up desk or sit down?
Oh, stand up desk. 100% stand up desk.
Grilled cheese or salad?
Grilled cheese. And we've now gotten.
Yeah.
I think grilled cheese and salad was the most random thing I could think of. Who do you think would win in a fight, a grilled cheese or a taco?
A taco.
Taco.
Another Hot Rod fan, I believe.
Yes.
Great, great movie. Okay, so now we're going to go into the espresso shot. Double espresso shot.
Go ahead.
All right, so if you could have coffee with any living person, who would that be and what would you talk about over coffee?
Either Tim Cook. Just because genuinely curious as to how he's managing to keep a company that's, you know, according to like most of the world, lacking innovation anymore, as much as they push the boundaries after their founder passed away, and figure that out. So, yeah, I mean, I think that's the person I would choose, is just how do you keep all these creative and amazingly talented people, right? So it's like the Henry Ford approach that we talked about earlier. He's got some of the world's best talent out there, and how are you keeping these people, you know, pushing the boundaries, but also fighting the media stigma of what's going on with all of it?
So for those of us that don't know who Tim Cook is, who is Tim Cook?
He's currently the CEO of Apple.
There you go, folks.
Now, if you could have coffee with anyone that is no longer living, who would that be, and what would you talk to them about?
Over coffee.
Oh, also another one. There's so many great people out there just to have a sit down and have a coffee with. I've had so many great conversations over coffee and meeting people, but I would say, I'd love to have coffee with some sort of, with like somebody like Churchill or somebody that was a great leader of some sort, just to learn a good couple of sets of leadership skills.
I mean, what would you ask Churchill?
Oh man. How did you survive all the crazy that you went through, and how did you keep your cool and calm? Obviously he didn't, but in some cases, how do you keep your head on straight with all the pressure that you have to deal with? So yeah, I think that's the thing. It's like we think we deal with life pressures, but we really don't.
Could you imagine the type of pressure he was under and the amount of people's lives that he was accountable for by stepping up and saying, you know what, I'll do this. And P.S., if you didn't know this, he actually didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
He didn't. His wife was the one who pushed him and was like, you are made for this.
Yeah.
This is what you're meant to do. So that whole saying of, you know, behind every man is a great woman, I'm going to have to be inclined to say that that's kind of true.
Yeah, no, I would say behind anybody, that there's a great partner to help you with whatever you're doing.
That's a better way to say it. That's a much better way to say it.
Well, hey, man, we appreciate having you on. One last thing, piece of parting guidance for the audience, or ask them a thought-provoking question, your call.
Yep.
You know, what are you going to create today? What have you? What's the project you've been meaning? You've been putting off, right? Like, what can you get done? Even if it's something small step, like, do you want to paint something? Go create something. Do you want to put up a website?
Thank you for watching Coffee with Kyles. Have some coffee.